Namaste, welcome back to this next session. So we had a wonderful satsang before the break. And in that satsang, there was lots of people saying how their experience is changing into something much more pleasant. And I just want to address temporarily the other side of that coin, that there are probably those of you who feel stuck, who feel that they're struggling and didn't raise their hand in that satsang because of some sense perhaps that you should perhaps know how to get out of it, or that your question isn't important enough, or some sense that you don't feel able to ask for help. And I really want to encourage you to ask for help in the last satsang that we have at the end, as we bring this to a close later. It is really important to me that we use this time to the best way that we can. And for me, that is to share our challenges as well. And if you're finding yourself jealous, as we were hearing, that was envious of other people's progress, that was the constant companion on my journey, a sense of jealousy and anger and a sense that I was never going to experience what I wanted to experience, to have that shift to living as the self. And I remember just how hopeless that feels. But it helps to know that each one of us goes through it. Every awakened being, every teacher, every person on the pathway goes through that period where they feel that they're never going to break through. And really, all we need to do is to keep on keeping on. There is no way to fail to wake up and recognize what we really are and live in peace, no matter what else is going on in our experience. If we already are what we're searching for, if we had to become it, or we had to get rid of our ego, or we had to change into the self, if we had to manage the process ourselves, there are all kinds of ways we could get in the way of our own process here. So the good news is that it is happening already. And if you would like it to be faster, then that's what we're going to look at in this session here. What is the fastest way to come out of suffering, to move into an experience where I'm watching my experience constantly and I'm not able to believe any thoughts at all in that place, where I'm not able to suffer because I'm not believing thoughts. We're only ever suffering from our thoughts, experiencing our thoughts, and never from the actual experience that we're going through. So we see someone having a breakthrough on a satsang and we feel envious, but are we really, is that really what we're suffering from, or is it from the thought that says I should be further ahead than I am? I should be where that being is. I should be where my idealized image of awakening says I should be inside my head. So if we are simply wanting to wake up the fastest way possible, then we focus on the most important thing. And what is the most important thing in awakening? What is that? And what can we do to bring our attention to it more? And we've talked about it before during the previous sessions, but from a different angle now for greater clarity. If we focus upon what we can prove experientially right now, we'll find it less and less that we're able to believe thoughts. So if we focus upon what we think about things, we're going to be in this never-ending journey, trying to get back home as a separate being, trying to find our real self, starting from the assumption that we're not already the Buddha, that we're not already living as the self, then how can we ever experience that? So let's focus on, and we'll do this right after this session with some guided self-inquiry. Let's focus upon what we can prove in our experience right now. Let's separate what we can prove experientially, what we can actually see within ourselves as, yes, this, I can say this is true, and what we're thinking about, what we think is true. But just making that discernment. So, can I prove to myself right now that I am a separate being? If we look right now for that separate being inside ourselves, we find a body, our human body is here, we have our mind, our thoughts, all of that. We might have particular sensations, experiences, emotions, all of that happening. But can we prove that we are a separate being? Can we find a being when we actually look? And what we find is that we can prove that we are not a thing, not a separate being, not a someone. So when I look for what I really am, I find just some kind of empty space in which the body is appearing. And when I look at what I think is true, it seems to be that I'm a separate being. It still feels like I'm a separate being, feels like I'm someone. But can I actually prove that? Can I find to a definite conclusion this legendary being, separate being that I have thought about so many times? Can I actually prove that or disprove it? And if we stick to in the realm of what we can prove experientially, not what we can explain to others, doesn't matter that way. What can we prove right now about ourselves? Well, the first thing we can prove, you can know for certainty inside yourself, is that you exist. So if you didn't exist, you wouldn't be able to hear these words. You wouldn't be able to hear or to feel confused or have clarity by them. So first and foremost, fact rather than assumption is that you exist. So if we take that as our starting ground right now, you can prove to yourself that you exist. You are present. And what you are present as, we're not going to look at right now. We're just going to separate fact from fiction, fact from myth or assumption. And if we want to go north, we will follow that compass due north. If we want truth, we will follow what we can prove experientially within ourselves. Is there anything else at all about yourself that you can prove experientially right now? Or is everything else that we're thinking about something about our body, our mind, our emotions, our life, our relationship, our awakening, and not actually about ourselves? Again, just sifting through what is relevant to us that we can prove. So we exist and we can prove that we are not a someone. If I ask you what you are when you disregard temporarily the body, the mind, the emotions, the experience you're currently having, what do you find? You find something that is not a thing. It is not a thing. You are not an object. You are not perceivable. You are here, but not perceivable. I can look at my hand. I can see it with my eyes. I can look at a thought. I can see it with my awareness. But can you see yourself that same way? Is there something there that is you to see? And if we really slow right down here, what you find, what you can prove experientially, a fact of your existence, is that you are not an object. You are not something that is perceivable with the senses or a subtle inner object like a thought. The myth, the assumption, is that we seem to be a separate being. But can we prove that? We can prove experientially that we are not a someone. And that should be our compass. That should be our due north. If peace, love, and joy are all due north, let's focus upon what we can prove experientially. What if that became your reference point now? So that anything that happened to you for the rest of your life that your mind suggested is held up against this proof. Can I prove this is true? Can I prove experientially right now? Because only by experiencing it's true for me right now, will it be my truth? Will I be living from that place of truth in that moment? So when we really check this out, we find that there's very little fact about ourselves. And those facts are really that we exist and that we don't exist as a separate someone that we thought. So if we are going on fact, we can never be misled. If we are going on assumption of the mind, then we're going to be listening to mind, listening to thought, trying to solve something that may not actually be real in reality. So I always like to keep my own practice as direct as possible. My own journey, I found the most direct way was the fastest. And that was for me to focus upon what I could prove in any particular moment. Everything else I began to, bit by bit, to hold up against this measuring stick of, can I prove it now? So mine says, I'm not good enough. Or mine says, I'm not where the other being is that's having the breakthrough. Mine says, I'm never going to get there. Mine says, I'm never going to be able to move beyond this blockage. I'm not going to be able to release my karmic patterns. I'm not going to be able to transcend them or move beyond them. So just checking these things out. Is that relevant or true? Can I experience that right now? Can I prove it? Or what do I find when I look at myself? Every single time I check out what I actually am, I find this formless nothingness that isn't trying to achieve anything or get anywhere at all. And the shift for me was fundamental when I began to really reference only what I could prove in my experience. Not what any teacher told me, not what any of the great sages have said, or what my mind was saying, or anything. They were all useful and helpful, but the only thing I can know is my truth right now is what I can prove inside. So let's do this one more time then. What can you prove to yourself right now? Can you prove that anything that's happening to your body is happening to you? Can you prove that? Or is it just an assumption that's never been fully investigated? Can you prove that your mind is actually talking to you? If we look and see, what is the mind talking to? Who is the mind talking to? Can I prove beyond shadow of a doubt, experientially, it's talking to me? Or is that not another assumption that I haven't fully checked out that I'm suffering from? Can I prove in my experience right now that there's somewhere else for me to get to? Can I prove that I am a someone or a something that is evolving and becoming? Or is that what's happening to my body, to my mind, to my life? Can I prove or disprove this? What am I really when I look? There's just no substantial thing that is me. Emptiness, intelligent sentience before form. Is that on a journey? Is that trying to reach somewhere? Do those things even apply to it? So we're looking to prove this inside ourselves experientially right now. And you may find, as I'm talking like this, there's something inside that just feels a little lazy, doesn't want to really go into it in this depth and clarity. And that's because right through doing this is infinite peace. Can I prove that this emotion, that these thoughts, that this physical pain, that this lack of money, lack of energy or wellness or well-being or whatever I seem to be having too much of or too little of, can I prove that it's affecting this formless emptiness that is my real being? Let me check that out right now. Does it need or want anything? Is it suffering? Is it trying to get rid of anything? Is it trying to get something? Is it trying to change anything at all? So just always coming back to this real essential nature that we can prove every single time I look for myself, I find that which is not an object. Every time I think about myself, I seem to be a someone, an object. So right there, these two paths diverge. One is based on truth, experiential truth, what I can know with certainty, without doubt inside. Right now, there is no doubt. Every time I look and look again right now, there is no separate being here. When I look through mind, there's a whole lot of assumptions that haven't been checked out. And maybe my attention gets pulled back to mind because there is an assumption there that needs checking out clearly. Is this formless ground of being, this not a thingness that I find that is myself, is that worthy or unworthy of awakening? Does it need liberation? Is it stuck? Can it be under the influence of illusion? Every time I prove, look and prove inside myself that it's just not true for this real nature, then the assumption I was currently suffering from will begin to fall away. What problem at all can this formless nature that is my real being have? Does it need to understand anything? Does it need to forgive anyone or anything or itself? Does it need to reach some place of peace? Does it need to have another seeing before it is home and peaceful? Does it need to let go of karmic patterns? Does it need to wake up and realize the self? What can you prove right now inside your own self with the certainty that the sages have? I absolutely cannot find a someone when I look for me. There seems to be someone here. There seems to be a person, a separate being. There seems to be someone on a journey towards some imaginary future point. But is it really so when I actually look at what I really am? What do I find? And if we simply come to sort out all of our issues using this measuring stick, can I prove it's true or untrue right now, experientially? Then we're going to find everything changes for us. If I think about something, it will seem to be true endlessly. If I see, if I can directly prove or disprove it, then it will be ever easier to just step away from mind. So, with a chorus of fireworks in the background, what can you prove right now about yourself? Can you find someone when you look? There seems to be. There really, really seems to be someone. But if we actually try to prove that, what do you find? Just for the moment, not referencing our body, our mind, our thoughts, our emotions. Anything that's going to go. Anything that came and that will go eventually. What do I know about myself? And where does that leave all of my challenges and problems? Where does that leave my karmic patterns then? Where does that leave my suffering then? Can I suffer as this emptiness of being? Can I still believe that I have further to go, or that I'm not where I want to be? When I can't find the someone that's trying to get somewhere, it seems to be here, but slippery like soap, when I look for it, it's not there. Maybe it's just a temporary illusion that there's someone here, with the senses perceiving and the mind thinking. And looking through one particular set of eyes, there seems to be a certain separate being. This was the fastest way out of suffering that I've ever found, to take whatever seemed to be in front of me, the next spiritual problem, and even the next worldly problem, and hold it up against this. Can I prove this is true experientially? Recognizing that if I think about it, it's always going to seem true. If I listen to the thoughts about this problem, it's going to seem extraordinarily true. But the only thing I can be sure of, really, is what I can prove right now. And what is that? Well, that I exist. And every time I look to try to find this separate being that has all these issues and that is on a journey to awakening, I can't find it. I find only awakening itself, already here, present. So if this is your compass point, if this is your way out, this is the fastest exit door from suffering, the emergency exit, if you will. Just to come across everything that is presented to you as your work to do, your challenge to fix, your problem to solve, and ask, can I prove that? Before I run off and try to fix this. Let me see if I can prove this is my work to fix. And you find that every single issue that you could ever have will not stand up to this proof, this proof, experiential proof. The only thing you can prove about yourself is that you are not someone, that you don't have any edges, that you are not a shape or a form, that you are not moving through time and space, that they are moving through you, actually. That this body is appearing inside you and not you inside the body. So if there's something urgent for you here, something important, then I would really encourage you to take this as your test, your reality test. Can I prove this is real, actually? Do I really need to be worthy? Do I really need to find security? Do I really need to receive love or search for love? What happens when I hold everything up against this? Can I prove it? And is it true for that formless ground of being? And after a little while of doing this consistently, you'll find that you're much more able to just let thoughts go, let them come and go without believing them, without paying them attention, because you come to see every single time I try to prove mine's latest issue or challenge is mine, I can't prove it at all. I find only that which is already complete and whole and free. When I really understood this, that if I only reference what I can prove, then life gets very simple and life gets much more fun, and awakening is just here and I'm not reaching it or almost there or all of those things that we believe. Everything else is hearsay of mind. Every single challenge is assumption rather than fact. Doesn't it make sense then to just reference what we can see are the facts about us? Doesn't it make sense to put down the fictional tales of mind? They'll always seem true to mind. So it's up to you to step away from them by proving or disproving them. Mind cannot do this work for you. Must be examined, investigated each time it comes up inside. Did you really get the hang of this? It'll take seconds. Is it really true I'm not good enough? Well, let me look and see. What do I find when I really look for me? I find nothingness, shapelessness, formlessness, pure intelligence before form. And it is not inherently worthy or unworthy. It is not inherently awakened or unawakened. It isn't trying to get anywhere at all. It can't resist or accept. It can't suffer. It isn't on a journey. It's already exactly as it is and will always be. It's not a work in progress. So I really hope that this simple and yet extraordinarily direct pointing is helpful and useful to you. And a whole lot of illusion fell away very, very quickly for me when I started really referencing this. Whatever the latest news headline was in the mind, you know, the latest disaster that's going on within my awakening. And I really looked and see whether it's true, whether I can prove it. If it's true, I should be able to prove it by experiencing it right now. Everything else then is supposition. And that is freedom, complete freedom. If I can prove it, I keep a hold of it. If I can't prove it, I discard it. Just stick with the facts about you. All else is fiction. Favorite fairy tales of the mind. Okay. Thank you.